Order for the Wednesday, March 11th Water Issues Committee meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Jones, please.
Okay. Please place your hand over your heart, face the flag, and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Here.
Director Yeo. Director Tran.
Yes, here.
Director Nguyen. Director Mezqua. Director Jung.
Director Jung is present.
Director Meeks.
I'm here.
Director Sheldon.
I'm here.
Director Bilodeau. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Now's the time for visitor participation. Do we have anybody who wants to speak? Nobody online either, huh? Okay, I guess nobody wants to speak. Shall we move to the consent calendar?
I'll move the item. Or items, plural.
I'll second.
Well.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Director Jung's an aye.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh. Director Meeks?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Let's move on to the proposed fiscal year 2026-27 water purchase budget.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Chris Olson will give this presentation. It's one of a number of budget presentations we'll be giving over the next few weeks. It's an informational item, but we're looking for any feedback or comments from the committee.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon, Chair Green, members of the committee. Is this too loud or is it sound okay? All right, thank you. Again, it's a proposed water budget for fiscal year 26-27. Here's the budget schedule that we've been looking at since December. Today, we're at the water budget. I will say we spoke with the producers just this morning about the draft budget, the same presentation that Randy gave last week at the board meeting. There were zero comments and zero questions with thumbs up. So things are looking good moving forward. Tomorrow, we will go through the R&R budget at Admin Finance. And then going into April, CIP draft budget again, general fund, all leading up to the April 15th board meeting for the public hearing to set the RA and BPP and approve the budget. Here's the pie chart showing the proposed budget components totaling 330.6 million. And today we're looking at the 28.3 million for the water purchases. So what is included in the water budget expenses? We start off with Alamitos Barrier. We typically budget 3,000 acre feet. This is treated water for the barrier injection. So it's 5.6 million. This coming fiscal year, we are budgeting for metropolitan untreated water of 20,000 acre feet. Randy mentioned this last week. I'll mention it again. We're budgeting for it. We don't plan on taking the water. We plan on building up our water reserve fund. That would be for future use. That total amount is 20.7 million. There are additional charges and fees that go with the water budget. There is the Metropolitan Readiness to Serve charge. This is a fixed fee that comes through MODOC through the 26 member agencies. It's a total of 21.3 million. What it is, it's a four-year rolling average of your water, your volumetric water consumption. And then you get a percentage based upon the overall of the 26. That is your percentage to charge to pay for the 21.3. Our portion of that is the 1.586 million. There is the MODOC groundwater charge. This covers the MODOC operating costs. This is also split between the 26 agencies. And then there's the metropolitan capacity charge. It's showing zero. This is a peak CFS charge. The current rate, 2026, is $14,500 per CFS. This is a peak charge that happens between May 1st to September 30th. We didn't take any water in the past 3 years between May 1st and September 30th, so it's at zero. But just as an FYI, if you took 10,000 acre feet of water, that would be $1.45 million. So that total comes out to 28.3 for this proposed fiscal year budget. And it's important to note that when we look at the unit costs, these are based on preliminary staff rates and their estimates for their upcoming budget. We know the 2026 rate, we do an average for the unit cost because they're on a calendar year. So we use what they're proposing for the 27 rate, come up with a unit cost based on their staff estimates. And they'll be going back to their board in April for finalizing their budget. So looking at the condition of the groundwater basin, the accumulated overdraft, on June of last year, it was at 183,000 acre feet. And this was on the heels of a relatively dry year. We got somewhere in the range of 6.5 inches of rain. When we project out, we always say it's projected with average hydrology. And that projection comes to 174,000 acre feet. We know that it's been a little bit better than average, by a couple inches. So it could be better than that, but we're still using this as the projection and still within the target overdraft range of 150 to 200,000 acre feet. So let's take a look at the groundwater basin balance. This is what's going into the basin compared to what's being pumped out. It's the Santa Ana River base flow, storm flows, incidental recharge. Those are, of course, always based on average hydrology, like I mentioned. GWRS, those waters going in total 307,000 acre feet, with the BPP staying at 85%, which is what we're going to be proposing. We're expecting pumping around 299,000 acre feet next fiscal year. So that's a gain, that's a betterment of 8,000 acre feet. And the way that looks at the accumulated overdraft projection, if we're saying 174,000 acre feet this July 1st, that 8,000 betterment puts you to 166,000 to the following year. Again, that's average hydrology. And then when you look at average versus wet, average versus dry, they're in roughly 50,000 acre foot swings. So a really, really wet year, you can get maybe all the way up to 116,000, really, really full conditions. Or a really, really dry year, you can start approaching 200,000 just because we're not putting that water in. And then finally, we've been showing this recently, and it's the current OCWD service territory water supply sources to meet the needs of the 19 producers. And this is based on a total demand of 370,000 acre feet. And really what we're showing here is the imported water percentage is pretty low, that the basin's in great shape, GWRS is doing a great job, and the conditions are really good in the basin. And with that, this is an informational item. We're here to receive committee comments and can answer any questions.
Anyone have any questions or comments?
I don't see anyone online.
Yeah. Nothing in here. Good report. Thanks, Chris. That's it for the agenda. Wow. Okay, so we put everything on consent calendar, the next board meeting. Do we have any director's announcements or reports? See anything? General manager?
I did want to mention that we did brew some beer with the GWS Water, Mayho and Gina in public affairs. Got that accomplished, and we have received cans of the beer, and we will be looking to get a six pack to each board member here. So,
it's pretty good.
We were at the water reuse conference Monday and Tuesday, and last night at a kind of a reception, we served everybody, gave them cans of the beer, and it went over very well. It's kind of a Corona type taste, not too heavy, and nice and cold and well received.
Okay. Well, with that,
can I ask?
Yes, please.
I'll start by if any directors don't want their six pack off. To start the storm that we had, it got us to like 90 something percent of all of our storage. Where are we at now with kind of been dry the last few weeks?
Yeah, so we're just working to get the water out from Prado Dam as quick as we can. We're probably taking 350 CFS out of Prado, around there.
Yeah, we have to.
That's kind of a restraint we have to get the water out as quick as possible, knowing that the birds and critters are starting to land behind the dam and there's habitat issues. So, But we're estimating not until probably May, we'll get all the water out from Prado Dam.
Gotcha. So a new storm coming, if there were one, probably isn't going to help us.
I mean, there's a little bit of extra room in Prado right now. Where are we at right now? Do you know, Mabel?
Yeah, we're
close to like 499, 500. So we're getting close, but the timing of it would be important, mostly because our storage is almost full. So we're trying to match what gets released with what we can percolate in all the different basins in the Santa Ana River itself. So we have a bunch of people working a couple extra days to maximize perk in the river because everything is full. So if it comes, we could definitely store it in Prado and then over time release it and get it. But as long as we don't get above 505, which I don't think we will, we should be fine. It's going to be tight if it comes too soon because all the storage is full. So we're just trying to, the 350 CFS that we have to take is about what we can percolate currently, given the current fouling conditions and the status of all the basins being pretty much full.
So ideally we'd want maybe another couple more weeks of.
Yeah, it'd be good if it happened a month from now, we'd be much better off, but we don't foresee anything too heavy right now anyway. So we should have some time to drain this pool out.
Just to add to that, the general worry is the further we go, the recharge rates slowly decline. The recharge basins slowly get clogged with silts. So the 350 CFS will be harder to maintain as we go into these next few weeks. So there's a worry maybe a month from now that we have to take 350 CFS out of the dam, but maybe we can only perk like 340 CFS or 330. Then at that point, you could be losing water to the ocean. That's what we're watching very carefully and want to try to avoid that. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's what you're working on now to clean out.
Yeah. And once we get below 498, then the 350 goes away and then we can work with the core to lower the release. And then that will help as well. It's just when we get above the conservation pool, then we have to meet the 350 and that gets tight given the current, like John said, the rate of decline in percolation because we're well into the season and the amount of storage left in the whole recharge system.
Anybody else? Okay, we are adjourned.